Let's say good morning. So we're picking up in Perek Yud Aleph, and on in the red edition on page Kuf Zayin. So second line in Vimlach Shecha Amadam Lomar Sheamru Al Nibol Peh Sheamru Al Nibol Peh Eino Ela Kedela Ayim Ula Harchik Adam Min Avera. So listen to this. So remember again, the Ramchal was talking about the things, the particular averos that a person transgresses, that ultimately they're able to justify to themselves as not being so significant or not being so severe, but at the end of the day are significant and severe issues. And the problem, of course, is that a person often tends to overlook them or tends to minimize them. So the example that the Ramchal was discussing was arayos, was immorality, and how, again, there are certain things that ultimately, again, are immoral in nature that people do, that people tend to overlook, or people tend to justify, people tend to think are not such a big deal. And the other thing he spoke about was nibul peh, that this began with the discussion of immorality, that even in the realm of immorality, one of the offshoots of immoral behavior is speaking in an immoral fashion. So the Ramchal says, but again, the Ramchal extends that to really discuss also all situations where a person abuses their speech and speaks in an inappropriate fashion. So the Ramchal says, "Ve'im lachshecha adam lomar." If a person will whisper, lachshecha literally means whisper. Persons will whisper to you and say, "Shemash amru al nibol peh, eno ela kedei la'ayim ulaharchik adam min avera." Chazal didn't really mean that you can't speak nivol peh, right? But rather, again, that's just a precautionary measure. It's together to distance you from sin. Uvmi shem damo roseach advarim amurim shemidei dabri ba lidei taiva. So shemidei dabro ba lidei taiva. Because we'll say maybe the Chazal referring to a type of person where if he speaks about immoral things, or speaks out inappropriate things, that will awaken within him a desire to engage in them. Ava misha omro derech schok ba'alma, v'lav milsehu ve'in lachu shalov. But if someone's just talking as a joke, someone's just talking again, not with the intention to commit an avira, not with the intention to even desire an avira, but some person's just talking, that is not a big deal. So look what Ramchal says. He says, afata amrlo. So you should say back to him, Ad kan divrei yitzahara. That is your yitzahara talking. He mikra malish shevihu, because there's a mufurish pasuk zukran lebracha l'ayosam. Chazal brought a pasuk al kain abachurav lo yismach Hashem v'asisamav v'es amenosav lo yirachim. Because the Navi Yeshayahu says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will not rejoice over his young men, and the orphans and the widows he will not have compassion on. Ki kulo chaneif umeira. V'chol dover nivala. See, the Navi says explicitly that one of the averos of Klal Yisrael was the fact that they spoke nivol peh. Hina lo hiskira kasev hazeh lo avod zor v'lo gilarais lo shichos damim. So the Navi doesn't make any mention of idolatry, immorality, murder. Ela chanufa v'lashon hara v'nivol peh. Rather, what does it talk about? Chanifa. So say chanifa, we know, is the practice in which, I don't know what the good English word for chanifa is, but I'm sorry?
Sorry.
Flattery. Flattery, that is the right English word for chanifa, good, thank you. Right, so it's false flattery. It's false flattery. Meaning the idea is you can flatter someone if there's something true in you, but it's false flattery with the intention of just simply gaining the favor of the individual. All of these are examples of sin that one does with one's mouth. And ultimately, again, as a result of them, the gezera of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gezera of HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out against the people. Al bachurav lo yismach Hashem v'es yisoma v'es amonosav lo yirachim. El ha'emes u'kidiri rabbi sin zuchron livracha. Rather, again, the truth is like what Chazal said, shenibol peh hu ervaso shel hadibor mamish. Listen to this. Nivol peh, and remember again, he's speaking about nivol peh in the most general way possible. Speaking about it from this, literally speaking about immorality, but also any inappropriate words, any inappropriate speech. He says this. He says that's verbal erva. It's verbal arayos, right? So arayos normally refers ultimately again to physical activity, to immoral physical activity. See, he says nivol peh is erva of the mouth. ultimately, again, it's the arayos of the mouth. It's the arayos, it's the immorality of speech. Umishem zinus hu shenesar kichol shar inyone haznus. And speaking about immorality, nivol ben is part of the prohibition of znus in the same way that any other physical activity that's prohibited, that's immoral, is part of znus as well. Chutz mi gufo shal maisa. Sha'af api she'in bahem kari sumisas bezin. I will say, now it's true, if a person speaks immorally, so the truth is you're not going to get kares or misas bezdin because of it. Nevertheless, asurim heim iser atzmom. They are a fundamental iser. Milvad hayosam gam king garmim umavim ela iser harashi atzmom. Besides the fact, Rabbi said that if a person speaks immorally, ultimately it's only a matter of time until they come to engage in actual immoral activity. And the same way that we spoke about the nazir earlier on, again, remember the idea of the nazir was that even though technically speaking, the nazir should be able to eat grapes, the nazir should be able to walk through a vineyard, because lemaisa, again, remember the prohibition is only on the consumption of wine. But what do we tell the nazir? If you walk through the vineyard, you will drink the wine. If you eat the grapes, you will come to drink the wine. This idea will say, and this, but you should know, this is one of the greatest of the Ramchal's lessons, which is that sin never just occurs. It doesn't just happen that a person sins. Sin is a build up of prior activity. Meaning, if I sin, if I do something wrong, if I look back, what I'll be able to identify is there was a chain of events that led to this. It didn't just happen yeshem ayim. And I will say, you should know, like, it's in. This, I think, you know, Rav Soloveitchik writes about this as well. This is an important part of tshuva, that if we want to do tshuva for the things we do wrong, it's not just enough to stop sinning. It's what the Rav calls a person also has to examine derech chotim, the pathway of sin. How did I get to this place? Because very often there are factors in my life, there are realities in my life that allowed me to engage in this spiritually egregious behavior. I have to identify those factors, go back, look at them, neutralize them. That's the only way to prevent sin. And that's what I'm saying over here. And I will say, now we begin, for the first time, now we're actually beginning, at least I'm beginning, to really understand, you know, what that midah of nikius is. That midah of nikius really is this idea. It's going back and looking at the causative factors of sin. How did I get myself into trouble? And if I don't want to get myself into trouble anymore, ultimately I have to address those very factors, those initial factors. So in the realm of machshava, we already spoke about in the beginning of the braisa that we quoted in the beginning of the sefer, v'nishmarta mikol dovara, you shall guard yourself from every negative thing. Shelo yaharher adam bayom v'yavo lidei tuma balayla. So the Gemara Darshins, a person should not think about immoral things by day and end up having a seminal emission at night. So what's that? The idea is, remember, is technically speaking, if I'm thinking immoral things, so is thinking immoral things, is that wrong? Well, I'm not doing anything. A person looks at immoral things. Am I doing anything wrong? I'm not acting on anything. I'm just looking. But, and again, I'll say, even take it a step further, the mice, again, if a person think because they looked or thought about immoral things, has an emission at night. So is that called a voluntary ashchos as well, a voluntary wasting of seed? No, I didn't do it purposely. It wasn't intentional. But lamaisa, it was a byproduct of the behaviors I engaged in. It was a byproduct of the behaviors I engaged in. Therefore, again, lamaisa, the Ramchal goes on. He says, "V'hinei di barnu mishnei gufei averos hamuros shebnei adam krovin likasha banfeim." Did I skip a line? I'm sorry, thank you. Thank you. The Gemara says, Hirhure Avira Kasha Me Avira. I will say, this is a very profound Gemara. So the Gemara says, Hirhure Avira, thoughts of Avira are even more difficult. Kashim are even more difficult to contend with, even more difficult to purge oneself of than Averos themselves. And I will say, now that is a profound statement. The Mikra Malihu, the Gemara says, is a pasuk. Tavas Hashem Achshavasra. It is an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Negative thoughts. And I was say, see here, that I was. This is an amazing statement. How can you say that? That thoughts of avera are even worse than the actual act of an avera. So I'll say elamai. So the act of an avera, one could, first of all, it's two things. Number one, one realizes that the act is wrong, and therefore one will address it. Thoughts, thinking about things, people don't necessarily assume that's wrong. I'm only thinking about it. I'm not acting on it. And I will say, by the way, We know that only thinking about sin and not acting on sin is certainly an accomplishment. That is a maila. But we often think that there's nothing wrong with thinking about something prohibited or something immoral. And therefore, again, because I'm not 100% sure, I'm not 100% convinced that it's prohibited, therefore I won't go ahead and purge myself of it, as opposed to stopping the act. There's another piece also, which was that we know that when you have something in your mind, right, when you have something in your mind, sometimes the hardest thing in life is to get it out. You see, I can stop actions. I can stop physical actions. It's very hard to stop thoughts or to rid myself of thoughts. And I'm supposed to say, we encounter this all the time. That's why it's hard for many of us to have proper kavana during davening. Because again, there's a whole bunch of thoughts that flood our mind. That's why when I have a negative interaction with someone and I don't like them, I don't like the person, they're really not nice, they really just hurt me. Even though I want to forgive, my heart wants to forgive, it's hard for me to stop thinking about all of the pain that person caused me. Simcha therefore says it's an amazing idea that literally here, hurei avera, therefore thinking about sin sometimes is even more problematic than the commission of the sin itself. Let's just finish these two lines. V'hinei dibarnu mishnei gufei averes chamur shebenei adam krovin l'kosho banchayim mipnei rubam shala anafim v'rov netios v'lov netios libo shal adam b'tav asu aleihem. And the Ramchal says, now at this point in time, we have spoken about, remember I will say, this entire conversation is under the umbrella of the Midah of Nikios. We're trying to go ahead and identify the idea that it's not just enough to stop sinning behaviorally, but rather one must go ahead and also make sure that one has purged oneself of all negative traits, of all sinful residue. And Ramchal is just pointing out by examining these two averos of, number one, theft, gezel, number two, immorality, arayos, and showing again how everybody's impacted by them in some way, shape, or form. That these averos take root in who we are, in what we are, sometimes in very simple, unnoticed, and nuanced ways, but yet, again, they influence and they impact who we are. And because of that, again, our job, our avoda, is to try to find the way that gezel, that arouse, has infiltrated our religious personality, and try to find a way to be menakeh, try to find a way to cleanse our neshama of them. So we'll stop over here. Emir Tashema on Monday, we're going to continue. He's going to give a few more examples of different types of averos that infiltrate the neshama in a very nuanced fashion. So we'll stop here. Pick up Kuf Ches on Monday.